for, you know, for tech or for innovation because their cost structure is different. But I think it's, you've got to kind of come at that from a different angle, you know, because it's all about scale, right? If you're a grower or a packer and you're looking at capital equipment or any innovation that comes in, you can only amortize that across your operation, right? So maybe you're a 10 hectare grower with 15 full-time staff and someone says, I've got this amazing game-changing piece of tech for you. Okay, how much is it going to cost? $250,000. You go, far out. How do I? Okay, that's, you know, 10 years payback, right? Whereas if you're a 2,000 hectare blueberry grower in Peru,
it's a drop in the bucket.
you've probably got a, A, they've got a $5 million R&D budget, you know, and they've got an innovation budget, and then they do, that just changes your whole numbers, you know? So yeah, that was a big takeaway for me when I was living over there, just the scale of the operations.
So that was where, because in the talk you were sort of referencing with those places in Chile and Peru, how that they're managed by a lot of smaller companies,
So
but
Chile is
large
small.
bodies. Okay.
Chile and Peru are quite different in that
Right.
respect. There's some big companies in Chile, but the structure of land ownership in Chile is very different. So, for example, a big exporter in Chile probably has anywhere between, say, 30 and 300 growers that actually feed into that. They'll have, you're usually the exporters have some of their own production, so it'd be the equivalent of, you know, Dan has an export company, he has his own, some of his own orchards, but then he pulls from 30 other small growers to export out through that company. So then that brings its own complexity. So who are you actually selling your tech or innovation to? The exporter, the packer, or the grower? Peru is quite different because it's a new industry, and large areas of the desert have been kind of carved up and developed. You've got fully integrated companies, right? So they've got nurseries, they're growers, they're packers, and they're exporters. So in my mind, that actually makes it even more attractive from a terms of bringing innovation in because they can amortize it through the entire value chain and not have to go, yeah, that would be really cool, but I can only see three of my 10 growers actually taking it up, you know? So you just got to come at those two different markets with different strategies.
It's interesting, like, I mean, putting some scale on the labor, sort of how much that's changing as a result of COVID. I assume with, you know, like, 40% increase in labor is massive,
Huge.
right?
Yeah.
It's
So if your total
totally
labor
looking at
bill
the
is
business
$10
model.
million, it's now gone to 14 million. So again, it's not about how cheap, it's not about whether someone over there's paid $1, $2, or $4 an hour. It's that incremental increase. And so if you've got an innovation that can reduce that labor rate, you know, and you've got a $4 million opportunity there, you know. Not to mention the complexity. So it's one thing to have labor availability, but I mean, I was thinking about yesterday, I couldn't help but think about what Genevieve's product in PickMe and how she's been able to automate all this stuff. I can guarantee you that in Peru and Chile, it's still monumental amounts of paperwork and folks that are just filling out like books and books every day, checking people in. I mean, I've been to some of these operations. You arrive at the packing house in a change of shift, and it's like a small city exits and another small city comes in, you know? There's so much complexity. So again, it's not going to be from one day that you take Genevieve's product, pick me, and then drop it in over there. But it'd be so cool to map out, okay, what are your biggest challenges, you know, of these huge companies, and where is it, where's the space for innovation? And then you have some kind of problem solvers come and solve it. And yeah.
And that's kind of coming back to, I guess, the idea of what Dan was presenting yesterday around having a reverse pitch where growers are out
Absolutely.
there saying, these are
Absolutely.
my problems, to a whole bunch of people with the skills to solve it as a
It's one of the key
solution.
things we want to do with our early adopter network piece in Callaghan is increase that exchange between industry and innovators, and not just New Zealand, but globally, and even more so in this current environment, right? You can't get offshore.
Nice. That was Nick Fitzpatrick from Callaghan Innovation. Really good talk. Worth looking at the slides.